Okay, so hello, this is Emily Running. I'm the founder and director of Dance Wire in Portland, Oregon. I'm here with Catherine Harden. It's, what's the date? May 4th or 5th May or 8th. Something.
May 8th.
Oh, the 8th. Okay, it's May 8th, and we're going to talk about her life and career as a dancer. This is part of Dance Wire's Ambassador Series, or artist stories series with our ambassadors. So welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
So I want to start with, can you just give me an overview of your current titles and or roles? So what all roles do you play?
Yeah, absolutely. I would consider myself an artist, dancer, first and foremost, and founder and artistic director of Steps PDX. Mm-hmm. Teacher in general, and yeah.
Cool. When did you start dancing, and what is a brief overview of kind of your your dance life up until this point?
Yeah. So growing up, I have always admired my older sister and remember watching her in the doorway of the studio, taking classes and attending her performances. And I started taking ballet when I was about 3 years old. And
how much older is her?
She's 8 years older than
8
me.
8 years older. Yeah. Okay. So you have this lovely
yeah.
role model.
Yeah.
Little 3 year old Catherine. Like, I want to be that.
Basically. Yep. And, so I've always looked up to her and when I started at 3, I had a hard time standing still in class, and so I stopped for a little bit and tried some sports, basketball, but I found myself going back to dance, because I missed it, and even to this day, when I'm not in the studio, I feel like a part of me is missing, so my sister and I were blessed to have parents who supported us every step of the way. They drove us to classes, volunteered for performances, and, you know, took us through summer courses. So I went to different summer courses on scholarship through CPYB, ABT New York, National Ballet of Canada, Pacific Northwest Ballet, and Suzanne Farrell. And then the summer of my senior year in high school, I was offered a position with the professional division of Pacific Northwest Ballet, which was an amazing opportunity that I couldn't pass up. So I deferred from Towson University and danced with Pacific Northwest Ballet and got to perform with the company for 2 years, which was an amazing experience.
And how old were you then?
I was 18 years 18. Old.
Okay.
So, yeah, I moved across the country not knowing anyone and
yeah.
by myself, which, you know, really made me grow up quickly. And I really appreciate that experience of not taking necessarily the normal route after high school to go straight into college, but really following my calling of dance. And then I danced with Ballet Idaho for a year, and I got really burnt out, honestly, so I decided...
On the rehearsal... performance, like what areas did you get burned out on, the time, the...
I think, you know, dance is really demanding overall, mentally, physically, and I felt really uninspired with myself as an artist, and I wasn't moving the same, and so I needed to really process why this was happening, and so I decided to take a step back, and after my first year with Ballet Idaho, I moved back to Maryland and went to college at Towson University, and I double majored in exercise science for kinesiology and then dance performance so that I could keep moving my body, because again, I still loved it, but it just wasn't the same relationship, and so it was a really great experience because I got to take the dance history courses, composition, improvisation, things that I wasn't necessarily comfortable with. I was always told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And got to see the other side of things, like the stage hands doing stage crew and things like that.
I think it's interesting that you know, again, most people, or I don't know, stages of development-wise, a lot of people do either take a break after high school or go to college and kind of become themselves for the first time. And in certain professions, such as dance, sometimes you go right into the professional world kind of as a kid, right? And you, but then you, you're there, and it's because physically, you know, we have kind of a limited time to be at that peak stage, and so we think we just go for it. So I think it's interesting that, it doesn't surprise me, I guess, that you reach a certain point and you think, I don't know what I'm doing here, because we just we just go, we scramble as fast as we can to make our dance career happen, I feel like, sometimes, because we feel like the clock is ticking against us.
Absolutely.
And I don't know.
It absolutely is.
Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, all athletes, in a sense, have a time limit with our bodies, and you can keep pushing it, but realistically, for myself, I didn't want to end my career on a low point. I wanted to end it on a high point and then keep that going, still learning, so that I can pass that information along, which is where I'm at today. But yeah, I think for myself, I just really needed to reevaluate that, because we do keep going and we're pushed in ways that maybe we don't necessarily know why we're doing it. And I wanted to take the time to really think about that.
Right, we get wrapped up and just keep going until one day we question, why are we here again?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you go back to Maryland.
Went to school.
And then how did you make your way out here?
Well,
what happens in between?
I moved to New York City and danced with a company called Zayat Contemporary Ballet while I was teaching with a nonprofit called Kids in the Game. And basically, I taught dance to inner city kids all throughout New York, from Brooklyn to the Bronx. And that honestly changed my relationship with dance again, and I fell in love with it in a whole new way, which I'm really grateful for. And then I moved, my partner and I, my boyfriend, he got a position out in Portland, Oregon, and there were changes in our lives, so I decided to go back home and work on something that another passion of mine that I really love, which is flying. And so that's when I worked on getting my pilot's license, and then once I completed that, I moved out to Portland where he is. So we moved out here.
So you have your pilot's license?
I do.
Awesome. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, something random, but I guess from the outsider perspective, but I grew up with dance, I mean, dance, but also flying my whole life, because my dad's a pilot, so that's always been another part of my life that I keep, I guess, more private. So yeah, and then I opened Steps PDX.
We'll get into Steps a little bit more later, but so it seems like there's been a lot of twists and turns. And if you were to have to answer today, like, what does dance mean to you, or has meant to you? Like, what is the role it plays in your life? What makes it important to you?
Yeah, I think from a young age, dance has always been a part of my life, whether it was my sister dancing, and then from when I started, it's just, I identify it as a part of who I am. And I really value the discipline that it taught me at a young age, physically and mentally, and being pushed past limits that most people don't experience on a daily basis. So,
yeah. Cool. What challenges have you faced in your pursuit of dance?
Yeah. I would say, let me think about that one. I think I have always had my love and relationship with dance is always evolving. And I think that's something probably most dancers experience in their own ways. And so it's really taken me through a path that I could not have expected, mm-hmm. But it just organically happened with opportunities being presented. I thought I was going to go to college after school and got asked to go to Pacific Northwest Ballet and, you know, being offered different contracts or moving, you know, things that I could not have imagined just happened. And so just learning to move with that flow.
Right. I guess I was going to ask, do you feel comfortable with that kind of uncertainty, or do you feel ever resistant that, is there any resistance to that? Or I don't know, can you speak to the balance there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always resistance, and especially with the unknown. That's something that scares all of us. I definitely struggle with it on probably a daily basis, but I've learned that up until a certain point, I don't have control over certain things, and whatever opportunities or challenges present themselves, I have to take a step back and think about where this path will lead down, in a sense, and then go from there and see what happens. And so with the studio, I would say opening this, my biggest challenge was, one, being new to town and really getting out there and meeting people and getting people through the door. And so as a dancer, I think I'm a little more introverted in that sense. And so that was a good challenge for me that I faced. And yeah, it's been really positive.
Yeah. So that directly leads to the next question of just what resources, people, or opportunities have helped you the most. And, you know, that can be in your career, or it could be, you could direct that question to kind of specifically opening steps.
Yeah. I feel really grateful for, one, my family and friends that I have, you know, pretty much built it, that I grew up with. My family's been incredible. It's a support system. Like I said, my parents, you know, supporting the fact that I didn't necessarily go to college right away, mm-hmm. and that I wanted to see what happened with this dance career, and my sister as well. And the friends that I've made over the years, all throughout the country, and in Portland even. I have an incredible boyfriend who, since he moved out here before me, he already surrounded himself with these amazing people, and I got to be brought into that group.
Right, so people is kind of the general, right? So the community that you surround yourself with is super important.
Yeah, the community is super important, and just making those connections and letting those flourish.
And open-minded really people that believe, you know, believe in taking an alternative path or believing in you or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey.
That's really important. Cool. So steps is kind of the focus of your career now. Where do you feel like you're at in your career and your relationship to dance, and how do you want to move forward?
It's hard to pinpoint that, I guess, because, well, right now, where I'm at in my career is focusing on nurturing the studio, since it's not even a year old, so it's kind of like my baby, mm-hmm. and really putting all of my energy and focus into the studio and the people that support my vision is really important for me at this point. I want to work on making more connections and collaborating with more people in the community and spreading my passion for dance. And alongside that, as I've mentioned, I will always be an artist, and so I would love to also continue dancing, even if it's just going to take class every couple days or whatnot. Maybe not necessarily professionally anymore, but dance will always be a part of my life in some sense.
Yeah. You mentioned, and now I can't remember where you were teaching in New York that changed your relationship with dance.
Yeah.
How has that influenced what you're bringing into steps?
Yeah. That's a good question. So I was working with Kids in the Game is the nonprofit, and I was going into these different schools, whereas normally students come into the studio because maybe their parents want them to dance, or, you know, they're coming to me. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really it was just a really interesting feeling to go into these schools and go into their environment and be mindful of that, because it can be a really fragile thing where these kids come from totally different households, families that might not necessarily have the resources to take dance classes, to private school kids. And so just being mindful that everyone's on a different level, you're going into their environment, and learning how to approach them was really life-changing for me as a dancer and a teacher, because it's not about me, it's about them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that sometimes we forget as artists, that we're performing for other people or we're teaching other people.
Yeah.
And
I had a similar experience. I worked with Diavolo in LA, and through the Music Center of Los Angeles, went and taught at different Boys and Girls Clubs, or again, in inner city places, and not everybody wants to be there is the other thing, is that the kids that you're dealing with, or that you're working with there, it's not necessarily their choice, and it's not necessarily something that they would have sought out.
Yep.
And yet, what I found so wonderful is that some of them, regardless of that they wouldn't have ever sought it out, feel so impacted by it.
Absolutely.
Right? And then some of them don't, and that's fine. You know, that's fine. Not everybody is going to be sold on it.
Right.
Like anything else in the world, but the ones who do, it's just so brilliant
and
rewarding.
It's amazing to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Because they, again, they wouldn't be the person that walked in your door potentially of your studio, but they are there, and it changes. You see that change, that relationship, whether it be to their confidence or to their body or to even just their vision of what's possible. I think that was something else too, is just a lot of the kids, you could see it just opened up a door that they didn't know existed, and that's really, really cool.
I think you hit that right on the head. Absolutely.
Nice.
With that, something that I'm trying to work towards with STEPS is, one, bringing together a diverse community of artists by collaborating different forms of dance, different forms of movement, mm-hmm. ballet, contemporary, hip-hop. And I think something that separates STEPS is the quality of the teaching and education that's being offered, and part of that goes back to giving back to the community. And so we've started doing outreach programs with different schools around Portland to try and close that bridge, that gap for all dancers and non-dancers. And so we have partnered with, so far, Kairos PDX and Centennial Park High School. Mm-hmm. So Kairos, we go into the school and teach the kids. Mm-hmm. Again, an amazing experience. And Centennial Park High School, some of them have never been in a studio setting, so they get to come into the studio and move. And so it's been great to bring that, and I hope to keep spreading that.
And who is we? Do you do that, or do you bring some of your teachers to those things, or kind of who is the we?
Yeah, absolutely. All of us, everyone that I have that teaches at STEPS, including myself, I think it's really important for me to give back something that we do as artists, right? I want to give that back. And so it's important that all of my teachers, we do volunteer work. You don't necessarily have to be paid for the stuff that you love. And so all of my teachers contribute in some way by volunteering, teaching classes, and I go in as well. And that's something else that I am focusing on with giving back is we had a free dance day, community dance day, mm-hmm. called Full Circle, and I want to keep trying to do that every couple months, mm-hmm. To try and just expose Portland to more, to other artists at no cost.
Yeah. Who attended that? I mean, what, I was at the party. And no, I took one of the classes.
Yeah,
you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What, who did you find that attracted? And of course, you're brand new still, for the most part.
Yeah.
But who did you reach this first time around?
People, I would say it was pretty split with people that we had come in regularly to take classes and then new people that I have never met before from different studios, different schools. I would say the demographic ranged anywhere from 9 years old up to 50 years old.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool to see that. Even some of my kids' parents were taking classes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was just a really fun day to see people that wanted to try out dance for the first time.
And, okay, so a very mix of levels
and
as
professionals.
Well.
Yeah, it was definitely a from mix. One end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah, cool. So how do you balance running a business and continuing to dance yourself?
Great question. This is something I battle with every day because, of course, my body wants to keep moving. And even before opening the studio, if I wasn't moving my body or going in dancing at least once a week, I was truly depressed because I'm so used to dancing all day long every day. And so to not have that, I felt crippled almost physically and mentally. I didn't feel like I knew who I was anymore, and I kind of lost my identity, which is something... I think is really important as an artist to not solely rely on, you know, dance being your one thing for your entire life, but having other outlets mm-hmm. and other crafts that you can identify with and that help make up who you are, mm-hmm. I think is really important. So as far as balancing being a studio owner and an artist, I try to move my body for an hour a day and take a ballet class, you know, once a week. You know, I try and take my teacher's classes, so I'm getting not just ballet where my comfort zone is, but other forms of dance too. Maybe hitting the gym one day or, yeah, just moving my body. And I have little time with running the studio since I pretty much run it by myself. I do everything myself, and then I have the help of my teachers to teach other classes. But yeah, it takes up all of my time, and so I literally carve time out to 1 hour a day to work out for myself, and then you know, do other things, like maybe for an hour this day I do laundry or something like that, or run an errand, because balance is really important, and that's something I really appreciate about the West Coast. Coming from the East Coast, is there's such a better work-life balance over mm-hmm. here, and I really value that, and so it's also important not to get, I have to make sure I don't fully get caught up in putting all of my eggs into one basket, I guess, with the studio. I mean, I put everything into this, and I don't want my relationships around me to deteriorate, like my friendships or, you know, my relationship with my partner. And so I think it's really important because those things are what helped me grow and right. help me as a person. It's important to keep those relationships and make time for those things too. So balance is key.
Yeah, balance is key. And actually, as you were talking, it just kind of reminded me to earlier on in my career, I was doing, everything was physical, really, like, teaching and dancing and performing and everything, like, there was so much physicality to what I was doing, and yet I wasn't getting as much mental stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting DanceWire, it was more, okay, now you're focusing on all of this element that is very mentally stimulating and yet physically lacking,
right.
You know,
yeah.
And that was really hard. And so that is something that I'm actively working on in my role is how do I balance physical and mental stimulation and truly... There's kind of a limit, you know, there's a limit to how much expended energy you can give in a day.
Yes.
And so that's kind of a hard part too, is if you are really involved in a business side of the project and then you go try to take a class, you're just fried.
Yep.
And you know, and it was the other way around before. So that's an interesting balance
that's
I don't know
point.
If you struggle with that as well, but that is something that I really struggle with is having both present, but not to an extent that I...
Yeah, not overexerting. Yes, 1,000%. That's honestly one of the contributing factors to why I stepped away from the dance world to go to school, was because I felt like I was lacking stimulation mentally.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like I was a workhorse, you know, which is great.
Sure.
I was at my peak physically, but... There wasn't a whole lot of conversation going around, even like current events and things that were important. So that's a great point.
Yeah. All right. So how would you describe the current dance scene in Portland? Any observations? And you can even compare that to places you've been before, or just observations about what you really love, or what, you know, what is... a gap.
Yeah. I really appreciate the dancers and artists of Portland. Coming here from, when I moved here from New York, the caliber is just different in general. And I appreciate that people just want to move their bodies and they don't necessarily have to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of refreshing, actually, and takes off the pressure. But it kind of goes back to why I started the studio, because I wanted to create a safe space to preserve dance as an art form and nurture successful professional dancers by offering opportunities to the community that when I moved here was not prevalent at the time. And part of that was bringing together these different forms of dance that you wouldn't necessarily, that weren't under one roof together.
Mm-hmm.
And not just making it a ballet studio or a hip-hop dance studio or... Yeah, I saw some segregation, and I wanted to bring those communities together because there's so many people that wanted to move their bodies, and why not cross those things over, at least to be exposed to it, not necessarily having to do all of them. But yeah, I just wanted to inspire one another to work together.
Yeah. Well, and it, again, you kind of said it before that you really appreciated the sense of discipline that you got, and you really embodied something about your training throughout as well that has stuck with you. So
yeah, I think I guess I'm kind of more traditional as far as holding true to an art form. Ballet is very much that way. There's not a whole lot of room for wiggle there, whereas other forms of dance there's a lot of fusions, and I think that's great, but I also really value the integrity of it, dance in its true art form, and that's something that I really work with my teachers on, is there's two parts to this. I think it's important. It's great that everyone loves to dance, and I think it's important that just because you are a wonderful dancer, that you understand that teaching is different, being able to teach an art form. And and not just teaching choreography necessarily, but making sure that people understand why they're doing that in their bodies and where it initiates from and terminology. Sure. Those things are things that I feel are important that I really work on teaching my students, whether you're a child or an adult, and also classroom etiquette. I grew up in a studio, so it's been ingrained in me to, you know, pick up after myself and not put my hands on the mirror and just be courteous of other people's space. And I think that's something that needs to be reminded even for adults, that, yeah, it's important and very much a part of the culture.
Right, and especially, you know, people start dancing at every age, and I think that it's easy to teach children, don't put your hands on the mirror, right. You know, respect other people's space and whatnot, but those types of values are very much ingrained in dance culture. I think if you did start young, and it's awesome to keep that going.
Totally.
So if you were to paint a really idealistic picture of the dance scene in the future, maybe 5, 10 years down the line, what would it look like? Like what... what do you see? Who is involved? How are they involved? What, you know, where do they go? What is available to them?
I hope that people are more open-minded in general. To wherever it goes organically, to strive to keep being, to keep pushing themselves to be better as an artist. And I think that's really important if the dance community is going to grow, is to constantly push one another and not necessarily, it's important to celebrate. It's important to celebrate different moments in dance, but I think it's also important to not necessarily celebrate everything. I think you want to hold people accountable for what's being put out there, and it's okay to not necessarily like something.
Yeah.
Because art is subjective, and so by being honest with one another, I think the dance community can really grow to that next level, which I don't know what that will be, but I hope that people keep pushing each other and keep being honest with one another so that it can really continue to grow.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well... thank you. That's all the questions I have. Any final thoughts or last things you want to leave us with?
Come check out Steps.
Come check out Steps.
And yeah, I hope that I get to meet more people in the community.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome.